blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 26, 1 to 16. Jeremiah chapter 26, the verses 1 to 16. Early in the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord. This is what the Lord says, stand in the courtyard of the Lord's house and speak to all the people of the towns of Judah who come to worship in the house of the Lord. Tell them everything I command you. Do not omit a word. Perhaps they will listen and each will turn from their evil ways. Then I will relent and not inflict on them the disaster I was planning because of the evil they have done. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. If you do not listen to me and follow my law, which I have set before you, and if you do not listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I have sent to you again and again, then I will make this house like Shiloh and this city a curse among all the nations of the earth. The priests, the prophets, and all the people heard Jeremiah speak these words in the house of the Lord. Because as soon as Jeremiah finished telling all the people everything the Lord had commanded him to say, the priests, the prophets, and all the people seized him and said, "You must die. Why do you prophesy in the Lord's name that this house will be like Shiloh, and this city will be desolate and deserted?" And all the people crowded around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard about these things, they went up from the royal palace to the house of the Lord and took their places at the entrance of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and all the people, "This man should be sentenced to death because he has prophesied against this city. You have heard it with your own ears." Then Jeremiah said to all the officials and all the people, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the things you have heard. Now reform your ways and your actions and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring the disaster he has pronounced against you. As for me, I am in your hands. Do with me whatever you think is good and right. Be assured, however, that if you put me to death, you will bring the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on those who live in it. For in truth, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing." Then the officials and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, "This man should not be sentenced to death. He has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God." My theme for reflection is, do not hold back a word. Do not hold back a word. If you have ever wished your pastor would skip the uncomfortable verses and stick to something uplifting, then Jeremiah 26 may not be your favorite chapter. Lent has a way of doing that to us. It removes the sugar coating and leaves the medicine on the table. And sometimes we stare at it and say, "Must we really swallow all of that?" In Jeremiah 26, God places his prophet in what feels like an impossible position. A new king, Jehoiakim, sits on the throne. His father, Josiah, had led reforms, restored the law, and torn down idols. On the surface, Judah looks religiously respectable, and yet God sends Jeremiah to the temple, not to the palace, and commands him, "Stand in the court of the Lord's house, speak all the words I command you, do not hold back a word." The problem is not obvious immorality, it is spiritual complacency. The people worship in the temple, yet their hearts have drifted. They assume the presence of the building guarantees the presence of God. Jeremiah's message shatters that illusion. If they refuse to listen, the temple will become like Shiloh, abandoned and desolate. Predictably, the priests and prophets react with outrage, "You shall die." Religion can tolerate general statements about sin. It resists specific confrontation. It is easier to agree that humanity is flawed than to confess, "I have not listened to God." Soren Kierkegaard once wrote, "The function of prayer is not to influence God, but rather to change the nature of the one who prays." Jeremiah's sermon had that same function. It was not meant merely to condemn, but to awaken. God's word wounds to heal. Lent is precisely such a season. We examine ourselves not to wallow in guilt, but to allow truth to expose where we have quietly stopped listening. Like Judah, we may attend church faithfully, serve on committees, sing hymns, and yet resist the inconvenient word that calls for deeper repentance. Notice how the crisis unfolds. The people quote scripture to justify their anger. They cite laws against false prophecy and blasphemy. Ironically, in defending God's honor, they reject God's messenger. This echoes a sobering pattern in scripture. "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets." Matthew 23:37. Jeremiah foreshadows Christ. The same instinct that shouted, "You shall die," in the temple court would later cry, "Crucify him before Pilate." Yet here lies the gospel. Jeremiah says, "As for me, I am in your hands." Jesus says the same. The innocent one does not withdraw the word, he embodies it. The blood they threaten becomes the blood that redeems. The narrative does not end with mob violence. Officials and elders intervene. They recall that the prophet Micah once spoke similar warnings and was not executed. Justice pauses. Space for repentance opens. Even in judgment, God's intent is mercy. For us today, the lesson is clear. We live in a culture that prefers affirmation to correction. Contemporary spirituality often offers soothing phrases, "Follow your inner life, trust your own truth." Some strands of New Age thought promise transformation without repentance, growth without surrender. But Jeremiah reminds us that authentic renewal begins with listening, even when the word confronts us. Hebrews 4:12 declares that the word of God is living and active, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. It cuts, but it cuts to heal. Lent invites us not to silence the knife, but to trust the surgeon. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life have I softened God's word to avoid discomfort or confrontation? Number two, when have I reacted defensively to truth instead of receiving it as mercy? And now our practical exercise for the day. Read a challenging biblical passage, perhaps one that convicts you, and instead of explaining it away, sit quietly with it for 10 minutes. Pray, "Lord, speak all your words to me. Do not let me hold back from hearing them." Holy and righteous God, you who speak truth even when we resist it, forgive us for the times we have preferred comfort over conviction. In this Lenten season, give us courage to hear your full word. law and gospel alike. Thank you that the blood of Christ covers our sin and turns judgment into mercy. Change our hearts as we listen and draw us nearer to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore.